When you enter the Ward family cabin, you are greeted by a text panel with a very imposing photograph on it. And it's something that almost looks like it belongs out of Hollywood. It's a very tall man, astride a horse, Stetson hat on, lariat to his side, and he's overlooking a small cabin in a valley against a mountain vista. And then it's even more striking when you realize that you are standing in that cabin, and that the owner of that cabin is responsible for the preservation of that very building being in the village. So this is the story of the Ward family cabin and of rancher Earl Ward and his efforts to restore the cabin that he grew up in as part of our village. The Ward cabin represents a typical late 19th century hand-constructed dwelling, as lived in by many homesteaders and small ranchers in southwestern Alberta. This particular one-room building goes back to 1897. Two pioneer ranch families had owned this cabin, the Faulkner family and the Ward family. It was situated on Drywood Creek, which is south of the town of Pincher Creek, between Pincher Creek and Waterton, and actually closest to the little community of Twin Butte. You won't find Drywood Creek on a map anymore. It is now called Yarrow Creek. But that little cabin formed the nucleus of a very successful generational family cattle operation that remained in the hands until the mid-1960s. The location was situated low enough in the creek valley as to be out of view and thus out of the renowned prevailing wind, but one could look across the horizon to the high hill where St. Henry's Church was built in 1907 and still stands today. The logs were freighted by horse from Wood Mountain, from where they were cut. Wood Mountain is now known as Corner Mountain. And those cut logs formed this structure. Built of logs and roofed with roughly hewn lumber, the structure utilizes timbers and may have access to planks from the Hansen Brothers sawmill at Waterton. This cabin was constructed by the Faulkner family adjacent to the Drywood Creek near Twin Butte, as we've said, in 1897. They weren't here very long in this cabin. 1897, history tells us, is the beginning of the Klondike Gold Rush in the Yukon. And that's where Albert and Mary Faulkner left for the Klondike Gold Rush. They never returned. Cousins of the Faulkners were the Wards. Peter Ward, born 1873, passed away in 1941, and his wife Maud, born 1872-1958, took over the dwelling where they raised their two children, Earl and Sylvia. The one-room floor plan was featured in a manner typical of the early cabin, where a family's entire living experience was a single common area. The informal bedroom, with a bed of two for two tucked into one corner, was adorned by a series of trunks which stored their clothing, bedding, and other belongings. Only the arrangement of the trunks offered any semblance of privacy for the people in the family inside. Opposite was the kitchen area, where a wood-burning stove served both for cooking and area heating. The cook stove was manufactured by the Puller Warren Company of Wisconsin, and was used by the Wards for nearly half a century after they'd purchased it in 1906. An adult or older child, wary of the perils of letting the fire burn out on a cold winter's night, would rise every couple of hours to refuel the stove. An icebox was essential refrigeration in the era before electrical hookups. The insulated icebox allowed for a limited amount of chilling and a way to keep milk and fresh produce from boiling. Ice cut from the creek was kept in sawdust and placed as blocks in the icebox. Nearby the ironing board sat an array of sat irons that were heated on the stove. An ornate wooden cabinet, similar to the one depicted in a 1912 Eaton's catalog, was ordered through Pincher Creek's Scott Furniture Company. On display are samples of Maud Warren's handwritten recipes, which guided her through making many a mouth-watering homemade meal. The interior walls were whitewashed, a practice that log cabin residents adopted to make their surroundings feel less rustic and cleanlier. Today, we seem to turn our drywalled walls into wood paneling. Pioneers had it a little bit different. They were tired of looking at those walls and would do anything to cover it up. Other ornate adornments personalized the living spaces. A few beloved fancy dishes were kept in a corner china cabinet. Old trunks and a few valued photographs were hung in the wall, most notably the beveled glass photos depicting Peter and Maud Ward. In the rare personal time, reading, sewing, and art occupied the Ward's attention. On display in this cabin, was originally filed on as a homestead, this thriving ranch operation was owned for over 70 years by two generations of the family. Earl Ward was very active in the Western Stock Growers Association, and Maud was involved in the Rebecca Lodge and the United Church. Earl Ward had a passion for local history, and as a senior, volunteered with the Pincher Creek and District Historical Society after its founding in 1966. Earl had worked to restore the building in 1965, preserving it on site at Yarrow Creek. But after his retirement from the ranch in 1972 and his joining of the Pincher Creek Historical Society board, the efforts to preserve his family home saw the cabin relocated to the village in 1974.